Test 74, Section 2, Question 23. This one, we're looking to weaken the argument, and it says, the dominant view that petroleum formed from fossilized remains of plants and animals deep in the crust has been challenged by scientists who hold that it formed not from living material, but from deep carbon deposits dating from the formation of the Earth. So, wow, that's a big sentence, but it's saying there's the dominant view that it came from fossilized plants and animals deep in the crust. But that's now being challenged. They're saying, look, it wasn't living material. It was just deep carbon deposits that are there from when the Earth was formed. But their theory is refuted. So basically, it's not coming from the deep carbon deposits. By the presence in petroleum of biomarkers, so there's biomarkers, molecules indicating the past or present existence of a living organism. So in the petroleum, there's evidence of living organisms. And so this one, you have to kind of follow the argument. The conclusion is that the deep carbon theory is not right, and that they are instead, oil is instead formed from living organisms because we found these biomarkers. And I felt like that was a pretty good argument, so I didn't really see a major gap there. So, fossils have been discovered that are devoid of biomarkers. Well, that wouldn't really weaken this argument because if fossils are devoid of them, then it makes it even more unlikely that oil didn't form from it, because if even fossils don't have it, but the oil does, that says the oil probably came from living stuff. Living organisms emerged only long after the Earth's formation. Well, if anything, that would kind of strengthen the argument that it's going to go against the argument. So, meaning that would strengthen the idea that it's not coming from deep carbon deposits from the formation, because living organisms didn't exist then. So it would take many millions of years for organisms to become petroleum. Well, that's great to know, but we don't care how long it takes, as long as we have a possibility that it was those things. Certain strains of bacteria thrive deep inside the Earth's crust. And I thought, I don't know what that does. Let's see what else we get. Some carbon deposits were formed from the fossilized remains of plants. Well, but it doesn't really matter, because this is all about whether they formed from the deep carbon deposits dating from the formation of the Earth. And so this was one where I said, I don't really like any of these. So I went back, looked at it, and it's just presence of biomarkers. So it's the evidence of a living organism. And I kind of went to D, because that was the one that I went, well, could that be relevant? And it says certain strains of bacteria thrive deep inside the Earth's crust. And with that one, I said, well, maybe, because that could say that you have some bacteria that thrive down there. And so you could get the biomarkers from the bacteria, even though it's not that the carbon was formed by it. This one, I really felt like D is incredibly soft. It's not a great answer, but it was the best thing that we had. And in this case, that's what we then have to go with on this one, is because, and mainly because, none of the others are going to do anything at all for us. So this is a case of choosing, I think, the best of a bunch of bad answers. And so D is our correct one.